我看到程序灯上还有一首诗歌，我以为他还要唱。
I noticed there was one other song on the outline. I thought we were going to keep singing.
没想到他就叫我上来当他的翻译，只是我要先讲就是了。
He told me to come up and translate for him, but I have to start first.
以前有一个教授，他到美国中部去讲道的时候。
There was a professor that went to give a lecture in the Mid East.
那天那个查经班里面负责英文翻译的人没有来啊。
And that particular day, the translator wasn't there.
所以有一个从来没翻译的那天被拉来当翻译。
So someone who's never translated before was brought forth to perform the service.
他非常紧张，他就把唐佑智教授拉到旁边，叫他把讲章很细节都要告诉他。
And he was extremely nervous, so he grabbed the speaker and took his outline. He said, "Give me all the details of what you're going to talk about."
结果他因为事前对讲章内容 inside out 都很了解了。
Because he had pre-studied the outline and he knew the message very well.
所以上台的时候，因为他很紧张，所以他常常在唐教授还没讲的时候，他就先讲了。
And oftentimes he's so nervous that before the professor even spoke the words, he begins to say them.
所以唐教授说，好几次是变成他要帮他翻译了。
So a lot of times the professor says that he became the translator's translator.
那今天从头到尾都在上面，所以我上来帮他翻，只是我先讲就是。
Not true at all. Not true at all.
yeah.感谢神，好，我们这一连串在看一个很重要的题目。
We thank the Lord that we are studying a series of very important topics.
我们不是只是在研究他们的生平。
We're not just looking at the lives of these individuals.
我们说过，我们希望从他们这么复杂、这么丰富的生平里面，我们至少看两件事情。
The fullness of their lives and the complexity of their lives, we want to look at two particular things.
第一件事情就是他们跟神之间那个特殊的关系。
One is their special relationship with God.
另外一个就是他们对人所带来的影响、所产生的祝福。
The other one is the influence, the blessing they brought about to the people around them.
昨天晚上 Sandra 在这里的弹琴，在这里做见证的时候。
Last night, Sister Sandra was here playing the piano. She was giving a testimony.
By the way, 刚才那个 Clement 跟 Josh 为什么不用这个琴？
Clement, Josh, how come?
难得租来的，为什么不用？
Big grand piano.
这个琴他说可以弹出来要你死要你活的。
She says that with this instrument it could bring forth life and bring forth death.
为了你们年轻人没有来，他昨天在那里弹琴，他可以借着琴声告诉我们是男生来了还是女生来了。
And from the way she plays, she could tell you whether a male emerged on the stage or a female emerged.
是早上还是晚上。
Whether it's morning or night.
是坐着还是走的。
Whether the person is sitting or walking.
然后结局是活的还是死的，
他都可以表现出来。Whether there's death or whether there was life.
所以他讲到的时候，他在他信仰的这个路程里面有两个问题曾经在他里面。
She said in the progression of her faith, there were two particular questions that was in her.
一个是到底我人生的价值何在。
One is what is the value of my life.
第二个是到底我怎么样子能够活出一个有价值的人生。
And secondly, how do I live to its fullest?
那后来神回答他的时候是用以赛亚书43章回答他的。
So God responded to her with Isaiah chapter 43.
神不光召他，神爱他，神保护他，因为神爱他。
God not only called her, but God loved her because God called her and loved her.
他结束在我们非常熟的以赛亚书43章第7节，神是为着他的荣耀而创造我们的。
And she concluded with Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7 that for God's glory we were made and created.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不管我们今天人生多么多么的痛苦，有多少的难处
，It doesn't matter how tragic and how difficult this life may be.
原谅我说，甚至我们的本相里面被神暴露出多少丑陋污秽不堪这个入眼的一些软弱败坏。
Forgive me for saying that even when God exposes to us the ugliness and the corruptions within our natural lives,
我们只有在神的手中被神工作才可能达到最高的价值。
Only when we are in the hands of God and God can work in our lives can we reach the fullest of our value.
因为昨天晚上 有这样子的一个音乐会，我再讲一个我从前讲过的故事，听过的原谅我。
And because this musical that was happening last night, I spoke this story before and I want to share it again. Those of you who heard it before, please bear with me.
我曾经说过一个很伟大、很伟大的音乐家曾经有一天在乡下散步的时候。
There was a very famous musician, and he was walking in the countryside.
他经过一个很破旧的房子，然后听到里面传出来很破烂的琴声。
And he walked past a very broken up home, or broken up house, and he heard awful music coming out of that house.
他一听就知道是一个破旧不堪的琴。
And he knew immediately that it was an out of tune and a broken piano.
但是他在外面安静听了一段时间以后。
And so he paused and he listened for a little bit.
他就敲门。
And then he went knock on the door.
然后跟主人说，我听到你有琴，你愿意借我弹一弹吗？
And he said to the master of the house, I heard music coming out of your house. Can I borrow your piano and play for a bit?
哦，那个主人非常不好意思，他说我的琴是非常破烂的琴。
And the master of the house was kind of embarrassed. He said, I have a very broken up piano.
哦，他说没有关系。
He said, it's okay.
这位大师走到琴的面前，果然是破旧不堪啊。
So this master indeed, when he stepped before the piano and he displayed his abilities.
但是当他坐下来。
And as he sat,
当他安静以后,
and he quieted down a little bit,
突然从他手底下出现了非常美妙的音乐,
and underneath his fingers, came forth a beautiful, beautiful melody.
不是这个 Steinway 九尺的钢琴,
it's not something here on stage, the Steinway,
一个非常烂的琴, 但是却出来了非常美妙, 各式各样的声音配合起来, 太美的音乐。
But this broken piano,Usher forth a beautiful melody.
那个主人张大眼睛，不敢相信他的琴可以出来这种声音啊。
And then the owner of that piano was in shock. How is it possible that my piano can make such music?
如果你是主人
if you were that master,
当他弹完以后，你会问他什么问题？
After he's played, what question would you ask?
你会问他什么？
What would you ask him?
你怎么可能做得到？
How did you do it?
你怎么做得到？
How did you do it?
因为这个琴我太了解了。
Because I know this piano so well.
因为我每次弹它的时候都是破烂的音。
Because every time I play it, it's just broken music.
我每次弹的时候别人都受不了。
And every time I play it, no one can stand what I'm doing.
那这位大师告诉他。
And then this master told him.
他说当你刚才在弹的时候。
And when you were playing earlier.
你的每一个键盘它所发出来的声音是什么我都了若指掌了。
Every note and every key that you were playing earlier, I heard and I know what they're able to produce.
所以我刚刚弹的这首音乐是完全针对你这个琴，针对你的每一个键所做的曲子。
So the music that I'm playing is entirely for this piano, for the melody or the sound of every key.
我决定相信这个琴昨天放在 Sandra 面前，她弹不出来的。
And I trust that this piano, even before our sister Sandra last night, she wouldn't be able to do the same.
我们的姊妹会很谦卑地说，我没有办法做得到。
Our sister will very humbly and say, I don't think I can do that.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters,
神有的时候就让我们自己去谈一谈，让你看看你所发出来的到底是什么。
Oftentimes God allow us to go and play this piano that we own, so that we would know the sound that it would produce.
哎呀，我才发现我们自己的个性是这样子的糟糕，这样子的败坏，这样子的给人带来困扰。
And then we discover what a terrible personality, what a terrible temperament that I have, and it brings forth terrible influences on others.
但是如果我们肯交到这位大师、宇宙的主、创造我们的神他的手中的时候
But if we're willing to commit ourselves in the hand of this master, the author and creator of the universe,
他能够把我们这样子破烂的人生、把我们这样子破烂的琴声、把我们能够组成这么美丽的音乐啊
He can take these broken lives and these broken keys and make wonderful melody.
你知道吗？这就是保罗写给提摩太。他的真儿子啊，属灵上的儿子。
And this is what Paul writes to Timothy, his true son, about.
他说耶稣基督降世要来拯救罪人，这句话是可信的，是可佩服的。
He said Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners. This word is trustworthy.
这个属灵父亲在他的儿子，在他带领的年轻人面前，他说我是个罪人，神呢是来拯救我的。
But the spiritual father said to his spiritual son, "Yet I am the chief sinner. He came to save me."
而且不仅仅这样，他说在罪人中我是个罪魁呀。
And he says, "Not only am I a sinner, I am the chief among sinners."
啊，耶稣基督要在我的身上显明他一切的忍耐。
And Jesus through my life is going to display his long suffering.
这个傲逊不洁，这个满了败坏，罪人中的罪魁，但是神却爱我。
The sinner, chief among sinners, yet Jesus would love me.
今天多少时候我们把自己隐藏起来，戴着面具，让人家夸奖我们好爸爸、好传道人、好 leader.
And so many times we would hide behind a mask, so people can only can see the good side that we're presenting, and people would say, "Oh, what a wonderful pastor! What a wonderful leader!"
但是保罗却这样子谦卑地承认，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
But yet Paul humbles himself and says, "I am the chief." Among sinners.
而且神是要在我的身上 要向后来一切相信耶稣得永生的人显明他向着我的恩慈他向着我的忍耐
that all those who would come to faith in Christ would know of his long suffering and his love for me
连这样子的人他都爱
and with such a person he would love
连这样子的人他有办法改变他
such a person he's able to change him
连这样子破烂的琴他能够弹出这样子的音乐
or this broken piano yet he can make a masterpiece
亲爱的弟兄姊妹亲爱的朋友们
dear brothers and sisters and dear friends
人生最高的价值决定是把自己重新交回到那位造我们的神手中
The greatest worth will come when man commits his life into the one who made him
因为他是为着他自己的荣耀创造我们的
Because for his own glory he has made us
他按着我们的本相爱我们很多时候我们连自己都不认识自己
He's loved us just as we are Oftentimes we don't even know ourselves very well
但是他却知道如何来使用我们
But he knows how to use you
他在我们身上向后来的人显明他一切的忍耐
And to those who would come after us that we would, they would know through us His enduring love His enduring love
显明他的智慧
His wisdom
显明他的能力
His power
连这样子的人他都有办法
And such a person he has a way
这就是保罗
This is Paul
整个新约里面启示经历各方面都是最高的一个人
And within the New Testament the greatest vision the greatest revelation has come through this man
但是在神面前在他心里面他永远知道罪魁是我的身份
But before God and before man he knows I am the chief among sinners
没有一点骄傲不敢质疑
There's no ounceof pride within him.
今天我们要来看旧约这个人。
But today we're going to come and look in the Old Testament.
他几乎是整个旧约里面也是一个属灵高峰，一个属灵伟人。
And he's also a person at the pinnacle of the Old Testament.
就是大卫。
And it is David.
当圣经上讲到他的时候，神特别说这是合我心意的大卫。
And when the Lord spoke of David, the Lord often used the term he is a man after his own heart.
可是我们看他的一生，我们非常 confused， 我们非常困惑。
But when we look at his life, oftentimes we are confused.
他得胜的时候这么得胜。
When he's victorious, he's victorious.
他失败的时候，失败到我们简直不敢相信这是大卫。
But when he falls, we marvel at the fact that could this really be David?
所以很多的弟兄姊妹不喜欢大卫。
So a lot of brothers actually didn't like David.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都需要被带回到神的面前。
But brothers and sisters, we all need to be brought before God.
你喜欢不也好，不喜欢也好。
Whether you like him or not.
但是神喜欢他。
God loves him.
你赞不赞成他？你夸不夸奖他？没有关系，但是神夸奖他。
Whether you're on his side or not, whether you praise him or not, but God praises him.
那个琴已经烂到了，再多一个键坏跟少一个键坏没有 difference.
The piano is so bad, it doesn't matter if one more key is out of tune. It doesn't make any difference.
关键是在于他到底跟神的关系。
The key has to do with what is his relationship with God.
关键是他是不是愿意把自己交在神的手中。
The criticality is whether he's willing to commit his life into God's hand.
在危险的时候。
In times of danger.
把自己交给神。
He gave himself to God.
在痛苦的时候。
In his sorrows.
把自己交给神。
He gave himself to God.
在被误会、被追杀、在危险的里面，把自己交给神。
When he is wronged, when he is being pursued and in peril, he gave himself to God.
在自己犯了大罪。那么可怕的罪以后，他把自己交给神。
When he's committed a great sin, he gave himself to God.
他宁可让神，他把自己交在神的手中，随便神怎样惩罚他。
He says, "I'd rather place myself in the hand of God that His judgment would fall on me."
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天要来看大卫。
So brothers, today we're going to come and look at David.
我前两天写完纲要以后，内容太多了哈。
And I finished the outline and realized the content was just too great.
所以我们把它分成两次讲。
So we'll break it up into two particular messages.
那么他的软弱，他的挣扎，神怎样在各样的环境里面来制作他，我下一次再讲。
His weakness, his sufferings, and how God raised him up out of his failures.We'll save it for another time.
但是我们今天要来讲他的前半，他跟神的关系。
But today we're going to come and talk about the first half of this outline of his relationship with God.
所以我们的价值
，our worth，
在于我们在不在神的手中，在于我们和神的关系到底是什么。
Depends on whether we are in the hands of God. Depends on how is our relationship with God.
当我们跟神的关系是对的时候
，when we are at the right place with God，
他能够让我们人生的价值达到最高。
He can elevate.The value of our life to its highest.
然后他能够借着我们对人产生最深的影响，带来最多的祝福。
And through us, he would bring about the greatest blessing to the people around us and the greatest gifts.
所以希望当我们一个人物看下来的时候
，So when we come and look at each and every one of these individuals through the series of messages,
这两件事情与神的关系。 对人的影响永远是我们的 focus point、啊、
Again, we want to focus at their relationship with God and their influences of the people around them.
我们不要忽略，不要轻看神叫我们所扮演的每一个角色。
Do not despise and look down upon every single role that God has set forth for us to play.
也不要浪费神给我们每一次、任何一次的机会。当我们跟别人在一起的时候
，And do not waste and squander away.Any opportunity that God has given us to interact with others.
所以上次前几次我都讲过了，我们一定要定的心智，我要增加别人的价值，我要成为别人的祝福。
I've shared this many times, and we need to determine within our hearts that I will be a blessing to others and increase the values of others.
不管任何角色神要你扮演的。
It doesn't matter what particular role you're playing right now.
在公司你可能是老板，可能是同事，可能是部下。
Perhaps at work you're a boss or coworker or subordinate.
好，在教会你可能是同工，你可能是小组长，你可能就是这个弟兄姊妹或是任何的服事。
At church, you may be a coworker, a small group leader, or just brothers and sisters engaged in some activity of service.
你在家里面可能又是爸爸，又是祖父，又是儿子，又是孙子。
At home, you could be a dad and a grandpa and a grandson all at the same time.
不管你扮演多少角色。
It doesn't matter what particular role you play.
你为什么笑？那是五代同堂啊。
Five generations, that could happen, right?
那我一讲前面两个人就笑了，你们不相信有五代同堂吗？
Some people question whether there could be five generations that's within a family. 啊，
对不对？
Isn't that true?
又是爸爸，又是祖父，又是儿子，又是孙子，对吗？五代。
Father, grandpa, son, and grandson, right?
不管任何角色我们扮演。
It doesn't matter what particular role we play.
啊，为了这个角色，一定有跟我们发生关系的人。
And because of this role, there are those individuals who come into contact with us.
我们一定要在主面前有个心智，主要在我的角色上，在你所量给我接触人的机会上。
So we need to have a heart that says, Lord, on this particular role, from the people that I come in contact through this role,
我要增加对方的价值，我要带给对方祝福。
I want to increase the value of those who come in contact with me, and I want to bless them.
不管这个对方是个人也好，是家家庭也好，是教会也好。
Whether these are individuals or families or the church as a whole.
好，所以我们现在来看大卫。
So again, we're going to come and look at David.
我们看大卫的一生，我还是很简单的分三段来讲他。
And I will break it up into three sections this morning, to talk about David.
第一个讲到他一生蒙爱，而且爱主一生。
And the first point is that he has been loved by the Lord all his life, and all his life he's loved the Lord.
我想你们听过我蒙召见证的人对这八个字都很熟哈。
And I think those of you who have heard my the testimony of my calling, you know these words very well.
神在1991年年底的时候呼召我出来服事主。
In the end of 1991, the Lord has called me into full-time ministry.
那时候因为我正在公司设计一个全新的产品，快要做完了，所以我跟主请假。三个月到半年。
And because I was at the end of a particular project at work, and I asked the Lord, can we prolong this, delay this particular call for about 3 months to half a year?
主也许可我把它做好了，然后把它 deliver 送到欧洲，把欧洲的这些所有相关的公司训练好了。
And so the Lord permitted it, and I completed the project, submitted into Europe, and helped everybody get on track.
我知道我要回来了，我就要离开江湖了。
And I knew I was going to come back and, about out of this world.
那天周末我在德国莱茵河旁边休息的时候。
And that particular day, I was next to a particular river in
Rhine, River Rhine, Rhine 还是 Rhine, 莱茵河 ，whatever Rhine 好像 R E I N 什么
River Rhine in German.
It's a beautiful river anyway.
It's a beautiful river.
然后它有一个特色，就是沿着这条河两边都有很多的 castle， 很多的古堡。
And along this particular river, you'll see castles on either shore, on both shores of the river.
有的已经五六百年，有的甚至上千年。
Some are 500-600 years old, some are in the thousands.
然后每一个古堡背后都有一段故事。
And behind every single castle, there's a wonderful story.
后面都曾经有过这个成就轰轰烈烈的这个主人。
And there's a particular owner, with a wonderful, wonderful history.
就跟我们中国古代。被分为诸侯伯爵哈，这种事儿，这种noble 就是很尊贵的人。
Just as the nobles in China, they have wonderful story behind their name as well.
然后你发现每一个主人盖的城堡都不一样。
And you discover that every single one of these castles, they look different.
有的很雄伟，有的很精致，有的这个 style， 有的那个 style。
Some is very grand, some is very intricate, some is one particular style, one is another style.
当我坐在河边看这些古堡的时候
，And when I was sitting by the riverside and looking at all these buildings，
你看见哈，山河依旧。人去楼空 这些 river mountain still there, but the 所有的 people 都不见了，都死掉了。
The people in the mountains are there, yet all the people are gone. They passed away.
啊，已经没有人住在里面。
And nobody lives in these buildings anymore.
但是河还在流。
But yet the river still flows.
山上的树还在长。
The trees on the mountains they still grow.
草每一年还在那里发。
The grass continues to grow.
我那时候就有一个很深的感受。
And I have a very, very deep thought within
me. 一代兴起，一代过去，神的宝座永远不改变。
One generation comes, one generation goes, yet the throne of God is endures forever.
我们算什么？居然在有生之年能够认识这位。
Who are we that in our lifetime we may know the Almighty God?
不要说我们可以跟他发生关系，我们居然可以被他爱，可以爱他，可以来侍奉他。
Not to say that we may have a relationship with Him, but to love Him and be loved by Him and to serve Him.
当我在那里想到的时候，我整个心就很感动，很感动。
And when this thought came into me, I was so moved by it.
然后因为我正好坐在一个提防旁边，有几个台阶下水哈。
And there were particular a few steps, and then there was the water.
啊、我就在我 台阶旁边那个靠水的地方写了这八个字、啊、
And so right next to the, on the steps, right before into the water, I wrote these eight words in Chinese.、
啊、虽然从前经过很多次的手术对神有埋怨。
And yes, in time past, we've gone through one surgery and another, and there were complaints in my heart towards God.
可是当我想到神这一路上在我身上的恩典的时候，我真的觉得是一生蒙爱、啊。
And when I think about all of God's grace in my life, I know that I've been loved all of my days.
当我们每一个人有这种感受的时候，我们一定都会产生一个自然的回应，就是我愿意爱主一生。
And I trust that every one of us, when we know that we are loved in such a way, our natural response is, God, I want to love you for the rest of my life.
就在莱茵河旁边写的这八个字。
And so next to this river, I wrote down these eight characters.
两年前我服侍二十周年，于师母特别陪我回去就地重游。
On our 20th anniversary, we took the opportunity to go back to that exact same spot and to see if it's still there.
山河依旧，满头白发。
The mountains and the rivers and the grass and the trees are still there, and my head is full of white hair.
跟我二十年前已经不能比了。
20 years ago, it doesn't even compare.
二十年前我可以跑几圈操场，现在跑一圈都喘不过气了。
20 years ago, I could run many laps. Now I would have a problem with just one.
弟兄姊妹，短暂的人生能够跟永恒的神发生关系，太宝贵了。
Such a short life, yet I could have an intimate relationship with the eternal God. How wonderful!
因为我们的神，他说他就是爱。
Because the Lord our God says that He is love.
他巴不得把他所有的美善、所有的丰富、所有的恩典都赐给我们。
All of His goodness, all of His grace, and all of His abundance He wants to give to us.
大卫他一生蒙爱。
David has been loved all the days of his life.
他也爱主一生。
And so he loved the Lord with all the days of his life.
这个并没有否认的 并没有因为他曾经软弱跌倒我们就否认了他这一生这个特点。
And just because he's fallen, he has sinned, we cannot neglect the fact that this is the characteristic of his life.
因为圣经上神明说神爱大卫。
Because the scripture is very clear that David is the beloved of the Lord.
太多的经文神说他爱大卫。
There are so many scriptures the Lord says, I love David.
所以中国有一句话说盖棺论定。就是进了棺材，你的 conclusion， 你的 final,
There's a particular saying in Chinese that when you enter into your coffin and the coffin is nailed, then it is concluded.
就是这个时候给你的这个评语才是真的。
And so whatever conclusion that they have for you at that time, that is the real conclusion for you.
你五十岁很得胜，你可能八十岁大跌倒。
You may be victorious at your 50, in your 50s, but when you turn your 80s, you had a great fall.
但是当你可能从前很败坏，可是晚年非常爱主。
And perhaps you were very corrupt in your younger days, and your later days, you loved the Lord.
但大卫进了棺材以后，神给他的评语，那是不得了的评语啊。
And when David has entered his grave, and the words that God has declared for him is unbelievable.
我们先看 B 点的最后神对大卫的评语。
And we come and look at God's word concerning David.
就是《使徒行传》十三章二十二节。
Acts, chapter 13, verse 22.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说：我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。英文是说 ，a man after my own heart.
In this particular verse, we see that God's conclusion for David that he is a man after his own heart.
大卫神对大卫的满意，满意到一个地步，说他找了老半天，找到一个合他心意的人。
And God is so satisfied with David, he says that he searched, and he found a man that was after his own heart.
说到他大大满足了神的心哈。
It says that greatly he has satisfied the heart of God.
那另外一个。
And from another point.
啊，另外一个评语，我们看《使徒行传》十三章三十六节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 36.
就是我们的背诵经文。
And this is our memorization verse.
他在大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意就睡了。另外一个翻译说大卫按着神的旨意服侍了他那一世代的人就睡了。然后归到他列祖那里去。
And so David has served his own generation by the will of God and fell asleep and was buried with his fathers and saw no corruption.
我们看见了大卫的这一生没有。
And we see the days of David.
他对神来说
And concerning God,
他大大满足神的心。
He has greatly satisfied the heart of God.
他对他所处的世代，对他周围的人来说
Concerning his generation, the people in his time.
他按着神的旨意服侍了那个世代的人。
By the will of God, he served his generation.
他的影响力广及整个世代，他所处的人。
His influence extended through everyone in his generation.
弟兄姊妹，我们说我们不要去跟大卫跟保罗这样子相比啊。
And we might want to say, well, I don't want to compare with David and Paul.
但是在神所量给我们可以影响的范围内。
But concerning the boundary that God has set us in that we may influence,
我们能不能照着神的旨意来服侍他们，来祝福他们？
Can we serve them according to the will of God, to bless them according to the will of God?
当我们来看大卫这一生，
And when we look at David's life,
我们先看他对神的爱到底是什么。
And we want to come and see his love towards God. What exactly is that love?
为什么神特别爱他？
Why does God particularly love David?
圣经上明明讲神爱世人，连罪人他都爱的。
And the scripture says that God so loved the world, even the sinners of this world.
神也爱我们每一个人。
God does love all of us.
但是为什么神特别偏爱大卫？
But yet the scripture is clearly seeing that God particularly favors David.
就是当神的爱临到万民的时候。
Is that when the love of God came to the people?
人对神的爱有不同的回应。
And God, people's respond toward God's love are different.
而这些对神爱的不同的回应。
And the difference of these responses.
大卫对神特别的回应。
David's response is particularly different.
就让神心里面特别爱大卫。
And so God's gaze and God's heart is particularly on David.
我只很简单的列三件事情。
I simply list these three things.
第一件事情
，Number one，
就三件事情来证明大卫对神的爱。
And these particular things we can see David's love towards God.
第一件事情讲到他去迎接约柜。
Number one has to do with David's going in to bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
你知道在以利的时代，领袖们为了要利用神，把约柜迎到战场上，以为来了就会打赢。
So in the time of Levi, because the people want to use God, they thought that if they brought the ark on the battlefield, that they would win the battle.
神宁可让约柜被掳。
So God allowed that the ark to be captured.
约柜一离开的时候，非利士人没有一个地方可以招架得住。
And when the ark was taken by the Philistines, there is not a place that the ark can dwell.
不管送到非利士的哪一个城，全城人长痔疮，全城人生病。
And no matter what town, the ark settled in the land of the Philistines, the people of the land began to develop tumors and they would begin to develop diseases.
到最后他们把约柜送回来。
And so finally, they pushed the ark out of the land.
我曾经讲过那个直奔大道不偏左右，那两条牛哈送约柜的时候那么急的跑回来。
I had a message that spoke of those two oxen that carry the ark that did not turn to the left and did not turn to the right, but on the highway and came straight back.
讲到那个归心似箭的神，他那么喜欢回到神的百姓中间。
And talks about the heart of God, how he desires to return to his people.
没想到当神的约柜回来的时候。
Yet when the ark came back to the people of God.
在博斯麦的田间，别人擅自打开约柜来看。
And people casually opened the ark to gaze what's in it.
神击杀那些人。
And God immediately came and judged upon those individuals that were slaughtered.
百姓们把这个归心似箭的神，这个约柜马上送到山上拉比亚达家里面。
And immediately the people with great fear, and they took the ark and set it up off into the mountains.
他们不敢要神。
Because they did not dare to have God in their midst.
觉得神太公义了，太严格了。
That he is too righteous, he's too strict.
你知道约柜就留在拉比亚达家多久吗？
And so the ark was in the house of Abinezer for how long?
最保守最保守至少五六十年。
About 50 to 60 years.
好像那个盼望终于可以回家的神回到家里面被神国里面摆在冷宫五六十年。
But it was like God who was hoping and desiring to come back to the people of God, yet God's people said, stay away.
大家可以活着好像没有神同在我照样活。
They live as if I can live without the presence of God.
哦幽柜不在了我们照样活照样可以侍奉。
The ark is not here, we could keep going living and keep going on serving.
神不是我们的中心没有关系我们还是可以过宗教的生活。
God is no longer our center, but you know what? We can still live a religious life.
没有神，我还是可以建立很幸福的家庭。
I don't have God, but I can still build a very wonderful family.
我还能发展我自己的抱负。没有神 ，it's okay.
I could go and make a future in my life. Without God, it's okay.
但是对大卫不行啊。
But for David, it is not so.
哦，大卫蒙神的爱，把他放在宝座上。
And David was loved by God, and God placed David on the throne.
他脱离了那么可怕的生活。
He has departed from such a dreadful life.
他终于做王了。
Finally, he is king.
但是你弟兄姊妹，这个人没有神的同在，他没办法过生活。
But did you know that this man without the presence of God, he could not live?
他就到处去寻找约柜，你看约柜在哪，百姓们都不知道。
So he began searching for the ark. The ark was completely lost among God's people.
照理说神的同在应该到处都是对不对因为他应许我们他跟我们同在
For it should be true that the presence of God should be anywhere, anywhere and everywhere because he promised that he would be with us
但是很遗憾的是今天你到很多奉主名聚会的地方你已经碰不到神的同在了
But tragically if you go to many places that is meeting together in the name of Christ but yet God is not there
因为很多时候我们不在乎有没有神的同在只要音乐好听我就好
Because oftentimes we don't care about the presence of God Oh if it's wonderful music that's good enough for me
只要是唱短歌可以拍手就好了只要是可以滚在地上就好了
As long as these are short praises I can clap my hands and I can roll around that's fine with me
只要是你照顾我的孩子教导我的孩子 character 就好了
As long as it's a good children's program my kids are taken care of it's good enough for me
只要能够让我先生爱我就好了
If my husband hear messages that he ought to love me that's good enough for me
有没有神同在不是最重要的事情
But it's not important to have the presence of God
你看今天多少年轻人离了家 就失迷了因为他们觉得没有神Okay.
And so many young people leave the place where they grow up and they immediately depart from the Lord because they felt like, I don't need God.
但是大卫到处寻找然后听说约柜在基列耶林他们就找到了。
But yet David searched and searched and he heard the news of the location of the ark.
然后他把约柜迎回来。
And then he went and brought the ark back home.
你看他如获至宝。
It's like he found the utmost treasure.
当他接约柜回来的时候他是做王的。
And when he brought forth the ark back home, he was the king.
他像个囚犯一样被扫罗追杀了这个这么多年日终于穿上王袍坐在宝座上。
And finally he is enthroned, he's putting on the robe that a king is supposed to wear.
但是当神同在回来的时候他完全忘记了自己尊贵的身份
But yet when the Lord came back He forgot his dignity
他极力跳舞我真巴不得能跳给你们看
And he began to dance I wish I could dance like David danced
那以前我一次带两个孩子回中国的时候华航只要多五十块钱可以让我们去新加坡
And I was taking my sons a long time ago we took a trip and with $50 more we could go to Singapore
Yeahfor two nights.
For two nights and stay there for two nights, just $50 more.
然后我们去参加一个聚会，那个主人牧师在台上一直跳，一直跳，一直跳，一直跳。
So we went to a particular service, and the pastor was jumping up and down, and he was dancing.
哦，我看着都累了。
And I looked at him, I was tired.
我两个儿子就说。
And my son said to me,
他说爸爸，你如果也这样子跳的话，教会一定马上客满。
And I tell you, Dad, if you jumping up and down like him, I'll bet you the church will be full.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们。不要只是 emotional 的跳而是因为神的心满足了我们在神的面前极力欢乐
We are not dancing for our own enjoyment but because the presence of God fills us with that joy and we cannot but move in His presence
现在灵恩派很喜欢用这句话天天跳
There are charismatic that often will say that you need to dance every day
但是弟兄姊妹到底是不是真正是在神的同在中真正是讨神喜悦而我们心欢喜
Brother and sister, are you truly in the presence of God that is delighting the heart of God?
还是你只是喜欢那种情绪的发泄
Or do you just simply like the expressions of your feelings and your emotions?
大卫回来把约柜接回来。
When David brought the ark back home,
因为没有神的同在。
And because the presence of God could not be found,
他连正常的生活都过不下去。
He felt that I could not even live my ordinary days.
我为什么这么说？你看诗篇132篇第三节到第五节。
Psalm 132, we see from David's writings.
他说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻。
And he says, I will not enter into my bedroom or go up to my bed.
他说我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹。
I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids.
直到我为耶和华寻得所在，为以色雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
因为他没办法。
Because he knows it is impossible for me.
我相信我们躺在床上睡不着觉，可能是为了别人伤害我们，为了明天要考试，为了老板 lay off 我们。
And we have sleepless nights because maybe we worry about service tomorrow or an exam tomorrow or maybe losing my job.
我不晓得我们有多少次睡不着觉是为了神家的见证，为了神的旨意。
I don't know how many times we couldn't sleep because of the testimony of the Lord and God's will.
大卫整个心在主的身上。
And David's heart is entirely on God.
所以以前有一个人礼拜天跑出去海钓，去钓鱼。
So somebody went out fishing on Sunday morning.
他是基督徒，但是不冷不热的，有聚会没聚会的。
He was very much a lukewarm Christian. Sometimes he'll go, sometimes he just won't.
所以他跟很多这个不信主的朋友出去钓鱼去了。
So with a lot of his non-believing friends, he just went fishing with them.
那天突然碰到大风浪。
And that particular day was a great storm.
这个非常危险。
And it was a horrific storm.
那朋友就跟他说：“你好像是基督徒嘛，你赶快祷告你的神。”
And so his friend says, "I think I."You're a Christian, right? Won't you pray to your God?
他说不好意思，因为我平常不太去聚会。
So that's kind of embarrassing because I don't go to church very often.
结果后来风浪更大了。
And so the storm got bigger and bigger.
朋友又催他。
And so all his friends, come on, pray.
他就跟神祷告了。
And so he prayed.
他说神啊。
He says, oh God.
我过去15年从来没有打扰过你。
In the past 15 years, I've never bothered you.
我这次就请你帮个忙哈，保守我们平安。
Ask you just kind of help us out here and keep us safe.
而且我决定跟你保证，我未来十五年不再来打扰你。
And I will promise you that I will never bother you again for the next 15 years.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道他跟神的关系是什么。
I have absolutely no clue what his relationship with God.
我相信我们没有糟到这个地步。
And I trust that we're not this bad.
但是如果他真的是神
，But if he truly is God,
我们生活里面怎么可能没有神
？How can we live our days without him?
我们怎么可能礼拜天？才想到神。
How can we only think about God on Sunday?
我们怎么可能在退休会的时候才渴慕遇见神？
How can we only long for His presence during retreats?
如果我们真相信他是神，
If we truly believe that He is God,
我们真相信圣经是他说的话，
If we truly believe that the Bible is His spoken word,
他说他永远跟我们同在，
He said He will forever be with us.
他说我们什么时候亲近他，他就亲近我们。
He says whenever we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us.
那我们怎么可能在生活里面没有他呢？
So how can we live our days without Him?
求神帮助我们哈。
May God help us.
大卫看重神的同在。
David desired the presence of God.
珍惜神的同在。
He treasured the presence of God.
因为当你真正爱一个人的时候。
Because when you truly love someone.
你就巴不得花更多时间跟他在一起。
You want to spend more time with that person.
而且平常你们听到看表都是觉得讲太长了。
And oftentimes when you look at the watch, it's because you think the message is going on too long.
希望快点结束。
You say, oh, hurry up and finish.
你跟你在谈恋爱的那个人在一起的时候，你看表是怕时间怎么过这么快，又要回家了。
And when you're in love and when you're with someone that you love, you look at the watch and you say, oh, time is so quick and we have to part pretty shortly.
渴慕同在，享受同在。争取同在，这是我们必然的事情。
You desire being with that person. You covet being with that person. That is something very natural.
我们求神帮助我们哈。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
光从这个点，我们就知道我们对神的爱跟大卫差多了。
Just this point alone, we know that our love towards God is so far from the love of David for God.
我很怀念张师母，她最近几次没来，因为她病得很厉害。
Our elderly sister Junk was not able to be with us because she's ill.
我二十多年、三十年前跟他在同一个教会里面。
20-30 years ago, we were in the same church.
有一次他做见证。
One time she gave a testimony.
有一次他跟神心里面有不愉快哈。
One time she wasn't particularly happy with God.
他不能够了解神为什么这样对他。
She could not understand why would God treat her this way.
为什么神不听他的祷告
？Why wouldn't God hear her prayer?
后来他实在很伤心、很生气，他说：“我决定离家出走，主，我不要理你。”
And so she was so hurt and she was so sad. She says, "I am running away from home. God, I'm not talking to you anymore."
结果 她说她才离家出走了几个小时。
So she says that she only left God's house for only a few hours.
她不是真的跑出去，她只是说就不理神了。
She it wasn't that she physically left, but she said in her heart, I didn't want to deal with God.
她就全人痛苦的不得了。
And she says, I was so miserable.
她说跟神关系出问题的日子没办法过。
And she says, when my relationship was wrong with God, I can't endure a single moment.
那就流着泪回到主的面前说，主啊，对不起，我回来了。
So with tears, she came back to the Lord and she says, God, I'm back home.
然后昨天早上的荒漠甘泉里面讲到每一次的归回都让父亲欢喜。
I read a particular article yesterday that every time we return, we bring a delight to the Father's heart.
希望我们不管怎么样，我们永远都要回到他的面前。
And no matter where we are right now, we need to come back to his presence.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
讲到他定义为神建圣殿。
That he is determined to build the temple for the Lord.
讲到他永远要把最好的给神。
That forever he wants to give God his very best.
你看他刚刚开始的前十几年。
The very first decade of his reign,
他是在旷野里面放羊的孩子，就是。
I'm sorry, in his age that he was but a shepherd boy.
那后面的十几年，他是等于是国家的通缉犯，因为扫罗要追杀他。
And then the next stage of his life, he is a criminal that is being pursued by the entire country.
到最后，神把扫罗去掉了，让大卫坐上了宝座。
And then God abolished Saul's reign and set David on the throne.
他马上把约柜找回来了。
And immediately David brought the ark back to Jerusalem.
放在所谓叫做大卫的帐幕。
And put it in the tent of David.
但是他还是不能够满足。
And yet his heart is not satisfied.
因为当他躺在香柏木的王宫里面的时候。
Because when he is lying down in his palace of cedar trees.
我大卫住王宫，香柏木的王宫，而神的约柜竟然在一个 tent， 在一个帐幕里面。
I live in such a wonderful house, yet God lives in a tent. How could that be?
他没有办法接受这件事情。
He says, I cannot acknowledge this truth.
所以他就定义要为神建殿。
So he said within his heart, he says, I'm going to build a temple for the Lord.
然后弟兄姊妹，他就说他永远要把他最好的给神。
And forever he wants to give his very best for God.
这就是大卫。
This is David.
他自己明明神也祝福了他。
God indeed has blessed him.
什么祝福都有了。
Whatever blessing he has.
放在王宝座上
了。He is now sitting on the throne.
我们会想说，神这样爱我，哎呀，神这样祝福我，真的够了哈，不虚此生。
And we say, Oh God, you love me so much, I am satisfied.
而且我已经向神表达我的爱，把约柜都接回来了。
And I would express my love toward God. I brought home the ark.
我爱慕他的同在，我享受他的祝福。
I love his presence, I enjoy his blessings.
但是大卫不以为主啊。
But David did not stop there.
他永远以神的需要、神的心意为第一。
He's always, his heart is always on the heart of God, and whatever God wanted was first in his heart.
第三个。
Thirdly.
当他有这样建殿心愿的时候。
And when he had this desire to build a temple for the Lord.
先知拿单一定想说，哎呀，这太好了。
And so Nathan naturally should have said, Oh, this is wonderful.
马上就答应他。
And said, David, go and do it.
那没有想到神的话临到拿单。
And not to say the word of the Lord came to Nathan.
就告诉大卫说，你不可以帮我建殿。
Go tell David, you cannot build a temple.
我插出去讲一句话。
And I want to take a sidetrack a little bit.
这是我们服侍主人常犯的毛病。
And this is the problem that those of us who serve the Lord often have.
我们都从外面去判断一个人属不属灵，对不对。
And we often judge someone's spirituality from the outside, whether they are a right person or not.
我们认为 for God, 只要为着神都是好的，其实是很危险的错误。
And we think, if, as long as this person is doing everything for God, then it ought to be great. But this is the big error.
必须 of God, 必须是从神来的，是神要的。
It must be of the Lord, it must be from something that God's heart desires.
所以我说的三件事 of God, through God,And for God.
Of God, through God, and for God. These three things are all important.
必须是神的心意，是神要的。
It must be the heart of God, what he desires.
是神发起的。
It must be something that he initiated.
然后我们不凭着自己做，我们是 through, 或是 by him, through him.
Or it could, it's not by our own strength, but by the Lord and through the Lord.
然后我们 wholly for him, 完全全然为着他。
And as we are engaged, our thought is entirely for the Lord.
今天神家出问题，就是太多人都觉得我是为着神做的。
And the problem in the house of God today is a lot of people think, I'm doing it for the Lord.
但是却不认识到底是不是真的是从神来的，是神要我们做的，是这个时候该做的，是要你做的。
Not realizing, is this something really from the Lord? Did it really come from the Lord? Did God really want you to do it?
所以大卫当他在这里神 叫拿单告诉他说你不可以做。
So when God through Nathan told David, David, I don't want you to build a temple.
因为你杀了太多的人。
Because in your hand there's too much bloodshed.
大卫马上顺服。
And David immediately obeyed.
我不晓得你们会怎么想。
I don't know what you would do or how, what you think.
神，我是为你耶。
Maybe you are thinking, God, I'm doing this for you.
但是大卫不是这样。
But David is not like that.
在大卫里面很简单。
Within David, it's just very simple.
因为他整个心爱神。
His heart loves God.
所以你要我做什么，不要我做什么，我都可以，只要讨你喜悦。
Whatever you want me to do, whatever you don't want me to do, as long as it pleases you,
有一个年长的神的仆人曾经讲一句话。
There's an elderly brother that once said.
也从某个角度来讲相当真实的。
From a particular perspective, it is very true.
他说，任何一个被神重用的人。
And any person who is used by God.
他都需要先学习被神不用。
He needs to learn not to be used by God.
真的。
That is true.
很多时候我们一奉献就觉得，哎呀，主啊，你应该大大使用我了。
And oftentimes when we offer up ourselves and we say, "Oh God, now go ahead and greatly use me."
我要往这往那，你都要祝福我。
I want to go here, I want to go there, no matter where I go, God bless me.
很多时候我们也看见神的确也恩待一些人。
And a lot of times God is favorable and does bless individuals.
但是你发现那些神真正重用的人，神常常把他关起来。
But you discover oftentimes those whom God used.God shut them aside for a while.
你记不记得我讲到立位记，当祭司要承接圣旨的时候，要先被关七天，与神同关所。
And when I was talking, sharing concerning the book of Leviticus, that the Levites before they begin their service, they needed to be shut in seclusion for 7 days.
他们单独跟神在一起，不跟任何人接触的。
They needed to have complete solitude with God and not in the contact with anyone else.
我们不奉献则已，一奉献就要在人群中，就要在广大的里面。
We don't serve, but the moment that we offer ourselves, we say, God, I wanted to be in the midst of the multitude.
所以你看保罗被神呼召的时候。
So Paul, even Paul, when he was called by God,
神把他放在亚拉伯旷野将近三年。
And God put him in the desert of Arabia for about 3 years.
然后接着把他送回到大树。
And then he took him back to Tarshish.
然后圣经上完全没有任何的记载，默默无闻在那里七八年。
And there were no recordings of Paul's life for 7 to 8 years.
神的儿子从天上向他显现。
And the Son of God appeared to him.From heaven above,
把那么荣耀的托付交给了保罗
has given him such a glorious commission.
然后底下几乎11年 nothing happened 一样
And then for about 11 years, nothing happened.
他的历史上没有记载了
In the history and the scriptures, nothing can be was seen.
但是并不代表神的工作停止了
It does not mean that the work of God has stopped.
但并不代表保罗在神面前被废了
It does not mean that Paul was done away with by God.
就好像水库虽然现在不放水了
Just like the dam, although the water is not flowing
但是其实里面的丰富一直在累积的
But the wealth and the potential of the dam continues to grow
神在这里培养在这里预备他的器皿
God is cultivating and preparing his vessel
等到时候到了神把水库一拉起来保罗整个生命的丰富这江河奔腾涌流
And when the time came, God released the dam and the fullness of his life began to flow and the influences that he possessed
不管到哪里去福音借着他带到了欧洲去了
And no matter where he went, the gospel went with him through all of Asia Minor.
以利沙被神兴起来以前
Before Elijah was raised by the Lord.
圣经上只告诉我们他是从前倒水在以利亚手上的那一位
The scripture's mentioning of him was that he was the one who poured water in the hands of Elijah.
他只是做一个仆人做的事情
He was but a servant and he did the things of a servant
但是神在训练他
But God was training him
神在预备他
God was preparing him
所以当大卫神不要他做的时候
So when David said when God said to David David I don't want you to build a temple
他对神的爱
His love for the Lord.
他跟神的关系,
his relationship with God.
他对神的顺服,
his obedience towards the Lord.
通通让他里面没有任何的苦毒,
there was not an ounce of bitterness in him.
神不要他做, 他马上就不做。
And God says, David, stop. And David says, Lord, I stop.
我跟你说, 能够不受伤好, 已经不错了。
Not to be hurt by it is good enough.
底下我们发现大卫整个全心全力都在为着建殿这件事情来筹划来预备
And from that point on All of David's heart begins to prepare for the materials And the plans for the building of the temple
表示 他的心真的是要为着神想要得到一个殿一个居所这件事情而活着
But because he truly lived for the thought and the notion That for God a temple is to be built
要不要我来做我配不配做那不是最重要的事情但是我们希望神得到
Whether I am the person to build it Doesn't matter, but I want God to have a temple.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，成为合神心意的器皿是我们的责任。神用不用，怎么用，什么时候用，那是神的事情。
To be a vessel according to God's heart is our responsibility. But when God uses it and how God uses it is up to Him.
所以你会发现大卫开始全力为神的殿预备器皿。
So David, with all of his strength and all of his might, he began to prepare for the materials.
我们只看两节圣经就好了。
Again, just two scriptures.
历代志上二十二章。
First Chronicles chapter 22.
13节
Verse 13.
我在困难之中为耶和华的殿预备了金子十万他连德，银子一百万他连德，铜和铁多的无法吭数，也预备了木头、石头等等啊。他是在极端的困难里面为神预备。22:13. First Chronicles chapter 22, verse 13.
And in his difficulties to prepare for the Lord.
好，一他连德大概是六十磅。
One talent's about 60 pounds.
现在金子贵到一盎司一千多块。
And one ounce of gold is about in the thousands.
你知道大卫花了多少的功夫为神的殿预备最上好的建材
？Do you know how much effort David went into preparing for all the materials that's necessary for the building?
他所有南征北讨、征战掳来的东西全部归分别为圣，归给耶和华。
And from north to south, all of his battles, all everything, everything that he's won, all the tributes, he given it to the Lord.
29:
chapter 29,
第三节
verse 3.
他说因为我心中爱慕我神的殿就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外又将我自己积蓄的金银献上建造我神的殿就是俄斐金三千他连德金金的银子七千他连德等等就是他除了征战得来的他把他自己的积蓄也都奉献出来
And aside from what he has won through his battles he also offered unto the Lord his own savings the things that he has acquired from himself
他自己竭力预备，然后带头奉献。
And he diligently prepared, and he led an offering to the Lord.
而且他自己知道，在他有生之年，他不能建殿。
And he knows that in his days he will never set to building the temple.
所以接下来在历代志上22-27，他为神家建立了立体的侍奉体系啊。
And so in the first chronicle, we see that he began to prepare for the multitude of services to serve before the Lord in the temple.
他训练神的儿女们知道怎样来侍奉神，歌唱的、守门的、管府库的、立位人、献祭的，他通通都在这里设置建造。
He began to train the singers, the gatekeepers, those who would take care of the offerings, all manners of service. He began to prepare the people for the service.
而且他把建殿的根基都买下来了。
And he even purchased the foundation for the temple.
啊，这个不光是这个样子啊。
And not only so.
连整个建殿的蓝图，他都在神面前的祷告寻求神用指头画给他。
And the blueprint for the temple.He prayed and he sought the Lord, and the Lord drew it out for him.
就是我不晓得你们能不能读出大卫让我们感动佩服的地方。
And can you discover the areas of David's life that we should admonish?
如果他所做的这一切是神准他建殿，让你来做，我们还可以了解，都已经算了不起了。
And if all these things that he has laid out is something that God's committed him and allowed him to do, and it would be wonderful already.
更不要说神不准他建，他还是这样。尽心竭力的来预备。
And not to say, God says, David, I don't want you to build. Yet with all of his heart, he continued to prepare.
换一句话说，他个人的利害、个人的得失、个人在面前、别人面前的评价，都不是最重要的事情，而是神的喜悦是最重要的事情。
So it is to say that he didn't care about his personal gain or his loss or what people looked at him and other people's words of him. He only cared about how he is viewed before God.
原谅我说，我三十多年前，我认识南加州一个团体的弟兄姊妹啊。
About 30 years ago, I know a small group in Southern California.
他们中间有好几十个传道人。
And there are many pastors or preachers in their midst.
所以大家也都差不多年纪，同一个教会就有好几个传道人。
A lot of ministers, and they're all about the same age.
他们有很多不同的教会，常常一个教会里面就有几个传道人。
And there are many different sister churches, and in one particular church, a number of ministers that would be there.
那有一次我听到他们的埋怨。
And one time I heard of their complaints.
因为其中有一个传道人的太太天天在记录，好，这个 quarter 我先生讲的才讲一次道，谁讲了两次，谁讲了三次。
So one particular minister's wife begins to take account and records of how often her husband got to share and how often other people share.
好，我们听得心里面很难过，不久这个家就离开那个团体了。
And we heard the news and we were pretty sad and not too long after this particular family left that organization or that group.
这是我们人的本性。
And that is our human nature.
我们在乎自己有没有被尊重，有没有被接纳。
We care whether we are esteemed or whether we are accepted.
我们在乎我们的果效。
We care about fruits and results.
但是到底我们是不是真的 purely, holy, 我们在乎神的心，神的喜悦。
Do we purely and wholly care about God's delight and His heart?
如果今天神不让我讲到。
If God says, okay, I don't want you to share or speak today.
我们除了心里面能够不要有不舒服的感觉
aside from not feeling uncomfortable,
如果是大卫的话
if it was David,
大卫可能就是帮你做各样的事情鼓励弟兄姊妹要来聚会这礼拜该杨俊讲到了
David would be that person that would encourage everybody to come on Sunday because our brother June's going to share.
哦，杨俊要讲什么我们可能会把一些这个 我可能想到很好的建议资料 弄给他他用不用是他的事情
And maybe he has one particular topic and I could just help him with some ideas, whether he uses it or not, is entirely up to him. And I will lead brothers and sisters to pray for my brother.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫。
This is David.
所以我们差远了。
So we are far from being like David.
对不对？你看我们今天多少的弟兄姊妹不排到代祷祷告，请你祷告就不祷告了。
And a clear example, oftentimes we are not assigned to pray, then we don't pray on that particular day.
就我十几年前教会刚开空的时候，我常常跟那些不开口的弟兄姊妹讲，说你为什么要点到你，你才祷告呢？
About 10 years ago, I talked to brother and sister, how come people have to call on you to pray, then you'll pray?
我说请某某弟兄为我们谢饭，他才祷告，平常不祷告。
And I would ask such a brother so-and-so to please give grace for us, but ordinarily he would not pray.
如果我们真知道祷告是什么，我们当然真的祷告嘛，对不对？
If we know what prayer means and what prayer is, then we would pray.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们在主人面前，不要以为大卫的生平是很简单的事情。
I do not think that the days of David are just very simple.
他实在是太多地方是我们的榜样。
There's so many areas of his life that there are examples for us.
所以不管怎么样
，So no matter what it is,
他做什么事情
，No matter what he's doing,
他为了讨神喜悦
，He did it for to please the Lord.
他为了主做的
，For the Lord.
我记得。大概两三年前，有一次我们祷告会的时候
，About 2-3 years ago in our prayer meeting，
曾经问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
About 2-3 years ago, in a prayer meeting, I asked the brothers and sisters this question。
在我讲是什么问题以前，我先问你们，不是，在我讲那个答案以前，我现在再问一次。
Before I give the answer, I want to ask the question again.
我们中间不管在不在我们教会，好。
It doesn't matter whether you regularly meet at this church or not.
你在所在的教会或是团契里面有加入服事的哈，任何服事，任何服事，请举手。
If you are in service, any kind of service, no matter where you are, can you raise your hand?
不管整洁招待饭食，任何服事。
No matter what you are doing, if you're serving, can you raise your hand?
好，我的 estimate 大概是100多个啊。
My estimate.It was about over, a little over 100.
我再问
I want to ask again.
你们这一百多个侍奉主的人
of all of you who serve the Lord,
你能够阿们，能够赞成说侍奉耶稣真有快乐的，请举手。
If you can amen and say serving the Lord is such a joy, raise your hands.
几乎还是一百多个人都举手。
Almost all of you raise your hands again.
好，现在来的这个最精彩的部分。
This is the most interesting part now.
我再问你们
ask you another question.
侍奉真有快乐的，请举手。
是，啊、such a joy to serve the Lord.
No.
Such joy to serve. Raise your hands.
觉得侍奉真有快乐的，请举手。
Such joy to serve. Raise your hands.
你看，剩下四分之一左右。
About 1/4 left.
跟我那次在祷告会问的几乎一模一样。
It's almost the same proportions as I asked the last time.
那天祷告会将近50个人。
There are about 50 people that day.
我说侍奉耶稣真有快乐的，50个人都举手。
And I said, it's such a joy to serve the Lord. All 50 raised their hands.
没有一个例外的。
No one kept their hands down.
当我在问说侍奉真有快乐的，请举手。
And when I say, it's such a joy to serve, raise your hand.
那天十几个人。
Only about a dozen people.
所以在侍奉跟侍奉耶稣，我们中间不能画等号。
And we cannot put an equal sign between service and serving the Lord.
为什么会这个样子?
Why is that true?
所以很多的时候我们的侍奉没有把约柜摆在我们前面。
Because oftentimes when we serve, the ark is not placed before us.
很多的时候我们侍奉的时候没有真觉得我是坐在主的身上。
Because oftentimes when we serve, we do not realize we are serving the Lord.
我们没有带着爱是为主而做，虽然我接触的是事情，接触的是人。
And we do not serve as if we are serving the Lord because of my love and passion for Him, even though we're doing things and we're touching people.
所以保罗劝我们无论做什么从心里做像是给主做的。
So Paul admonishes us that no matter what we are doing, do it as if we're doing it unto the Lord.
主耶稣说你坐在最小的弟兄一个最小的弟兄身上就是坐在我的身上。
The Lord says whatever you do on the least of these, you're doing it unto me.
所以弟兄姊妹你要知道所有的服事都要跟主发生关系。
So we need to realize that every manner of service has something to do with God.
让我们来讨他喜悦。
To please God.
所有的服事都要跟主托付给我们的责任发生关系。我们要在这里祝福别人。
Every service has something to do with God's commission into your life and my life that we may be a blessing to those around us.
对当我为着主去看望一个弟兄。
So for the Lord, I would go visit someone.
当我为着主把小孩子打翻在地上的饭我把它给收干净。
And for the Lord, I would clean up the mess that another particular child has spilled.
为了神家的需要我牺牲周末来神家做一些事情。
And for God's house and the need of God's house, for God, I would come to God's house and serve.
什么时候神从这里面被抽出去了?
Whenever God is taken out of it,
我们会疲倦。
We will be tired.
我们会埋怨。
We will complain.
我们到最后会放弃。
And at the end, we will give up.
但是如果这个不变的话,
But if God never changes,
不管人夸不夸奖人拍不拍掌
It doesn't matter whether people praise us, whether people clap their hands or not.
不管有人看见，没有人看见
Whether people see it or whether they don't see it.
我们的心如果专心讨神喜悦
If our heart solely desires to please the Lord,
我相信一切都不一样
We know everything would be different.
这就是大卫
This is David.
满腔热血要为神建殿
He is passionate to build the temple for the Lord.
神说 no.
But yet God says no.
神等于对大卫说你没有资格帮我建殿。
God literally almost said, David, you're not worthy, you're not qualified
你的手沾了太多人的血。
There's way too much bloodshed in your hands.
大卫一点没有灰心放弃。
And David did not despair, he did not give up.
他在艰难之中因为他心爱慕神他还是竭力地为神家预备所有的事情。
And in difficulties, because he loved the Lord, wholeheartedly he went and prepared for God's building of the temple.
所以所罗门当了这个建殿的这个尊荣，但是所有建殿的东西都是他老爸准备的。
So Solomon has the glory of the one who built the temple, but everything was prepared by his dad.
所罗门对神的爱跟大卫简直是不能比的。
The love of Solomon for God cannot be even compared with the love of his father David for God.
所以神对大卫的爱。
So God's love for David.
你们不要紧张，我今天只讲第一点。
And I'm only going to conclude at the very first point, so don't worry.
神对大卫的爱
God's love for David
爱到一个地步神要跟他立约
to the point where God says I want to set a covenant with him
而且大卫的约跟西乃之约不一样
and the Davidic covenant is different from the covenant at Sinai
西乃之约是有条件的约
the covenant at Sinai is a conditional covenant
你若怎样我就怎样
if you do such and such I will be such and such
神跟亚伯拉罕跟大卫跟新约子民立的约是无条件的约
the covenant that God established with Abraham with David in the New Testament is an unconditional covenant
你再改变你再失败你再软弱我仍旧爱你仍旧坚定我向你所立的约
no matter how you change, no matter how you fall, my covenant is steadfast with you.
所以你回家好好读这个撒母耳记下第七章
So go home and read 2 Samuel chapter 7.
关在八到十七节神跟他立约的里面提到三件事情
Verse 8 through 17, God mentioned three things as he established his covenant with David.
第一个神永远的同在
Forever God his, with his presence.
第二个神永远对他和他的家和他的后代要施恩
And secondly, God's lavish blessings and grace into the descendants of David.
第三件事情，神跟他立了永远宝座的约啊。
And thirdly, an everlasting throne, the covenant is established.
神说你的国位必坚定到永远。
He says, your kingdom shall be established forever.
那么，在很多的经文里面，在大卫的祷告里面啊。
And in many of David's prayers, and in many of the scriptures,
可以看出他对神，神对他的爱。
And we see very clearly of David's love towards God and God's love towards David.
撒母耳记下第五章第十节，大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在，做到他越来越强。
And it speaks of all the days of David, the Lord is with him, and his strength grew day by day.
今天我们不是君王，但是神给我们的祝福就是让我们的生命越来越丰盛。
We are not kings today, but God's blessing for us is that the abundance of his life becomes fuller and fuller each day.
让我们在神手中的功用，给人带来的祝福，我们的价值也都不断地一直增加。
That we become more and more useful in his hands, and the blessings that we bring about others, and our self-worth will increase day on today.
撒母耳记下第七章第一节，耶和华使他安静。安心不被视为的仇敌扰乱。
And so the Lord preserved David no matter where he went, and gave him rest from all his enemies.
你不要小看这些事情。
Do not despise this.
你说今天我们多少人活在搅扰的里面？
How many of us are under this confusion and confusion in our lives?
我们被 disturb, 被 trouble, 我们心里面常常有很多的事情来搅扰我们。
We are disturbed, we are troubled, there are many things around us that is troubling us.
不是代表你没有难处，而是这些难处很容易就 overtake 我们。
It doesn't mean that there are no difficulties in our lives, but oftentimes we are overtaken by it.
而且当我们跟神的关系对的时候，神不让这些东西伤害我们。
But when our relationship is right with God, God will not allow any of these things to bring us harm.
撒母耳记下第八章第六节，大卫无论往哪里去，耶和华都使他得胜。
Second Samuel chapter 8 verse 6, so the Lord preserved David wherever he went.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们何等希望我们都来爱主。
We thank the Lord. We pray that all of us would love him.
效法大卫爱主的心志。
To treat David as an example of his desire and passion for the Lord.
大卫他建都在西安。
David established his kingdom on Zion.
他的宝座在西安。
His throne is in Zion.
然后他把约柜接到西安。
And he brought the ark into Zion.
所以当我们每一次讲到西安的时候。
So every time we mention the term Zion.
在那里讲到有大卫的帐幕，说到神的同在。
The tabernacle of David is there, speaks of God's very presence.
当我们讲到西安的时候。
When we talk about Zion.
我们讲到大卫的宝座。
We talk about the throne of David.
说到神掌权在那里。
God reigns from there.
因为这个人。
Because this man,
凡事要遵行神的旨意。
He desires to do all of God's will.
他是 a man after God's own heart. 他是合神心意的人。
Because he is a man after God's own heart.
所以当神要做什么，透过大卫决定做得出来。
So no matter what God wanted to do through David, it will be done.
所以何等希望我们今天效法大卫，我们都爱慕锡安哈。
And we pray that we would all be like David, that we would all love Zion.
所以诗篇132篇的后半段。
So Psalm 132, the second half.
我们看完就结束了。
We'll look at it and we'll conclude this morning.
前面讲到大卫爱神。
In the beginning, it speaks of David's love for the Lord.
后面讲到神爱大卫。
And then it speaks of God's love for David.
所以在这里十三节。
Verse 13.
他说耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desire for his dwelling place.
说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。
This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desire.
我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
I will abundantly bless her provisions, and I will satisfy her poor with bread.
我要使祭司披上救恩，圣民大声欢呼。
I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy.
我要叫大卫的脚在那里发声，我为我的受膏者预备明灯。我要使他的仇敌披上羞耻。但他的冠冕要在头上发光。
There I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. His enemies will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish.
让我们都成为锡安的子民。
May we all be the people of Zion.
我们爱慕，我们享受他的同在。
We love and we desire the presence of God.
我们羡慕成为锡安的子民。
And we want to be a people of Zion.
我们愿意降服在他的主权，在他的。管理在他的旨意底下。
We're willing to surrender under his authority and his lordship.
我们唱537首。
Hymn 537.
我们就唱第一节跟第四节。
We'll just sing verse 1 and 4.
我们请站起来唱。
Would you all please rise?
真的谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, how we thank you.
你那样子的喜乐与我们同住。
How you delight to be with us.
甚至你将你的名以马内利赐给了我们。
And you've given us the name Emmanuel.
让我们随时可以享受你的同在。
That whenever we can enjoy your presence.
虽然我们从这个世界经过的时候。
And yes, as we go through this world.
有许多的苦难，有许多的忧伤。
There are many difficulties and many sorrows.
我们也有许多的试探，许多的跌倒。
And many trials and temptations and many failures.
但是你的名字永远叫耶稣。
But your name is forever Jesus.
你能够来救拔我们。
You can save us.
你的名字永远叫以马内利。
Your name is forever Emmanuel.
你不丢弃我们。
You will never forsake us.
哦，耶稣，我们赞美你。
Oh Jesus, we praise you.
早晨用以马内利来复辟你的儿女。
Oh Emmanuel, come be upon your people.
不管我们原来的光景如何。
No matter how we are.
我们的心即使转向你，帕子即使就出去了。
Whenever our hearts turn to you, the veil is taken away.
主啊，让我们遇见你的。
Oh Lord, may we meet your presence.
让我们享受你的同在。
May we enjoy your presence.
Oh, 主啊，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
我们看见大卫那样子的爱你。
And as David loved you.
主啊，你让这个榜样来激励我们。
We pray that we may encourage to be do the same.
我们若爱耶稣，应当是现在。
If I ever loved Jesus, it is now.
不管我们过去如何。
No matter how I was then.
每一个现在，我们要来爱你。
Every one of my nows, I want to love you.
我们要来爱你更深。
I want to love you deeper.
我们要来与你更亲。
I want to be closer to you.
主，我们谢谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
我们从心里面谢谢你。
From our hearts, we thank you.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless everyone that is here today.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
再唱一次第四节。
Verse 4.
我当高山歌唱。